In chapters 28 to 31, St. Thomas takes us through our first exercise in applying a non-transcendental name to God using the tools that we just built in the previous chapters. We're going to say that God is intelligent, or in other words, that God has intellect and understands things. To clean up that word, he wants to show that saying God is intelligent need not imply that God has any composition in him. So to do that, what he's going to have to do is locate all the compositions implied in the usual way we think about intellect or intelligence. So he's going to say that in us, our intellect is one thing. The species, or in other words, the concept through which we understand something is a distinct reality. The object we are understanding is yet a third distinct reality most of the time, right? So if I am thinking about a horse, there's my intellect, the species or concept of a horse in my intellect, and then there's the horse outside my mind that I'm understanding. And still further, my act of understanding that horse is different from simply the concept of the horse. I might have the concept in my intellect and not be attending to it, not be thinking of it right now. So I have to actually bring that concept to the fore and actually think about it to have the act of understanding. So we have at least four things going on in the intellect as we usually think about it. The intellect itself, the species or concept, the act of understanding or the act of making use of that concept, and the object that we are understanding. Over these chapters, St. Thomas is going to argue that those things are all identical in God. Now, as you go through the text, keep glancing over at the Latin, because we don't have the kind of verbal continuity that Latin has through these topics. We say intellect, we say understanding, we say the thing understood, and so on. Oftentimes where it says the understanding, the Latin was just saying intellectus again, right? So intellect and the understanding, same word. Or when it uses as a verb, understand, right? God understands something. The verb may be intelligat, which is more clearly rooted in intellectus. So keep glancing over to the left to that Latin column in your text and track the way that Thomas is tying together intellectus, quo intelligat, and intellectum in these chapters.